Welcome to Internet Radio Rewind, the weekly review from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill. The podcast is sponsored by Audioboom. In the Audioboom app, the daily download feature automatically adds your favorite audio to your phone each morning. That way you can listen offline or on your commute. And you can get trending content from the world's biggest broadcasters like the BBC and National Public Radio. If you're a producer, you can also record your own audio right in the app, and you can edit the recording before uploading it and share it on social media. Satellite broadcaster SiriusXM got a second setback in its defense of label lawsuits. A judge made a pretrial ruling about how the jury would be instructed in this case, and the decision went in favor of the plaintiffs, that's the record labels. Just a week ago, SiriusXM lost a different class action suit in California, which was brought by the oldies band The Turtles. The judge in this week's case said that she was influenced by how the previous case turned out. All of this is about the pre-1972 controversy, so-called because there is no federal copyright protection for music recordings produced before that date. Sirius, as well as Pandora and other internet radio companies, have not been paying royalties because of that legal loophole. Several concurrent lawsuits are occurring in state courts, both to seek damages and also to bring attention to the issue. Everyone involved, including Pandora and SiriusXM, according to their public statements, would like to see the federal law repaired and put an end to this gray area. Next Radio, the mobile app which is an FM tuner for smartphones, announced that it has been downloaded 1 million times during its 15-month life. On Rain News, we charted the growth curve of downloads and listening hours. It's interesting to look at. Today, that's Friday, October 17th, an updated version of the app will be launched, containing more interactive features. Mainly, users will be able to select radio stations based on what they're playing at any moment. Next Radio is available only on certain phones, mostly Sprint phones, that have activated FM chips. Most phones throughout the world are incapable of receiving FM broadcasts, and that's a global problem for the radio industry. Along with the Next Radio milestone this week, a global coalition of organizations launched a program to advocate for activated FM chips in all smartphones. The effort is led by the BBC in Britain. Quite a bit of news from SoundCloud, the crowdsourced music listening platform. The company announced its financial results for 2013 and revealed that the site's losses are growing at a faster rate than its revenue. Revenue increased from 8 million euros in 2012 to 11.2 million euros in 2013, but the losses nearly doubled from 12.4 million to 23.1 million euros for those 2 years. Carrying a loss isn't unusual in the streaming audio field, but SoundCloud is reportedly struggling in another way. The company's negotiations with record labels for music licensing have stumbled, and at least one major label has apparently withdrawn. SoundCloud wants those licenses to free users to upload a wide range of rights-owned music and also their own covers of popular songs, just as they do on YouTube. SoundCloud models itself as an audio version of YouTube, and YouTube, of course, is the biggest music platform in the world. Sony ATV, the publishing division of Sony, is rumored to be considering exiting from ASCAP and BMI by the end of the year. This is a bigger deal than it might seem at first glance. Other big publishers have made the same threat, and if any one of the major publishers, or several publishers of any size, end their relationships with ASCAP and BMI, which collect royalties on their behalf from streaming music outlets, it would create some chaos. Pandora and other internet radio outlets would be forced into direct negotiation with those publishers for use of their music. As it is now, internet radio uses an automatic blanket license provided by the U.S. government. Publishers don't like that. Their threats of exiting the system are intended to motivate the government to change its regulations, giving the publishers more direct negotiating leverage. TuneCore, which helps independent musicians distribute their recordings to online outlets like Spotify and Rhapsody, paid out almost $33 million to artists in the third quarter of 2014. That amount marked a big increase, about 13%, over the payouts made by the digital music distribution company in the same quarter of last year. And it just about matches the more than $33 million that it distributed in the second quarter of this year. Since launching in 2006, TuneCore has paid $471 million to its clients. These numbers illustrate the artist demand for one-stop distribution service, and they also illustrate how powerful the middlemen like TuneCore and CD Baby are in the streaming era. Twitter, which has struggled to find a place in music, has now made it easier to hear streaming audio within the Twitter mobile app. There's a new feature which streams SoundCloud tracks within the Twitter timeline, and the music stream can conveniently be parked in a corner of the app so you can keep scrolling down the Twitter feed while listening. It works well in our testing, but we don't understand why the rollout is limited to a handful of selected SoundCloud partners. SoundCloud is known for easy integration, for example, in Facebook, that everyone can use. So this soft launch is a little frustrating for SoundCloud creators at large, most of whom would love to put their music directly into Twitter. That's a wrap for this edition of Internet Radio Rewind from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill. This program is sponsored by Audioboom. Remember about Audioboom's daily download feature, which automatically adds your favorite audio to your phone in the morning. You can listen to it offline, on your commute, whenever. You might want to try that with this program. Our theme music is by Valtteri Kujala. His music and royalty-free license options are at valtterikujala.com. Remember, subscribe to Rain Daily Digest in your email. Join thousands of professionals with the everyday heartbeat of internet radio. Look for the blue button at rainnews.com.